AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Six Cleveland police officers have been fired for being involved in a high-speed chase that ended in a barrage of gunfire in which 137 shots were fired. That barrage killed an unarmed pair of suspects.
This whole scenario was a very tragic event for Mr. Russell, Ms. Williams, their families, the community, and all the officers involved and their families.
That's Michael McGrath with the Cleveland Police Department. All of the officers had been cited for joining the chase and leaving the city without permission. Many were also cited for endangering other officers by creating a crossfire situation. A New Orleans sheriff's deputy is in critical condition after he was shot five times during a drug raid early today.
We just, at this point in time, are praying that neurologically that there's not any impairment. This will take probably a 48-hour trek before we know one way or not.
Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Noman talked about Stephen Arnold's condition on WWL. The suspect in the case is being charged with attempted first-degree murder. The East is still covered with snow, but gradually recovering from the weekend's blizzard. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We're getting to areas that haven't seen enough attention, and we're doing it very methodically. We have a lot of snow.
Temperatures are above freezing in many areas, helping that snow to melt. A federal appeals court will consider whether county commissioners in North Carolina violated the Constitution by delivering Christian prayers at their meetings. This is the first time a federal appeals court has considered how local councils conduct prayers ever since a 2014 Supreme Court ruling, which upheld a New York town's use of predominantly Christian invocations. After Abe Vigoda has died, the 94-year-old character actor portrayed the over-the-hill detective Phil Fish in the 1970s TV series Barney Miller. There is a rally underway on Wall Street. The Dow's up 263 points. This is AP Radio News. JPMorgan Chase is introducing ATMs that will respond to signals from your mobile phone instead of a card.
The new machines will rely on the technology that Apple Pay and Samsung Pay use to make purchases via phone at retail stores. The phone gets a code from the bank. The customer accesses the automatic teller machine by inputting the code. The new machines will also handle more transactions, including check cashing and bill paying. Future versions of the ATMs will also allow customers to withdraw more money with limits of up to $3,000. Bank branches will still have human tellers, Chase says, to help customers with specialized transactions and to learn how to operate the new machines. Warren Levinson, New York.
Revere University in southern New Hampshire is now guaranteeing incoming students they will either land a job within 9 months of graduation, or the school will pay their loans for up to a year or enroll them in several master's degree courses tuition-free. That offer begins with students in the class of 2020. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.